For decades, Smokey Bear has been the poster mammal for keeping forests clean and safe from disaster, but there are other mascots who aim to serve up a lesson in environmental consciousness. Correspondent Emily Schwing caught up with two of them at the old ball game.
It's getting close to the middle of the seventh inning in a minor league baseball game between the Spokane Indians and Eugene, Oregon's Emeralds. The score's tied, 8 runs each, and a giant fish stands waiting behind a gate at the back of the stadium, in the corner, behind left field.
So Ribby's kind of waving his fins a little bit. I have to narrate what you're doing because it's for radio.
The Spokane Indians' newest mascot, Ribby, doesn't talk. He's here to raise awareness about his species, a small northwest fish that over the years has declined in number in the nearby Spokane River.
That's pretty slick fish move right there. He like jumped and... Oh yeah, he like shakes his whole fish body. I like it. Thanks, Ruby.
And off he goes, a blue and red streak, running toward home plate to rally the fans. Take me out to the ball. During the seventh inning stretch, fans don a red and blue paper crown with a giant leaping fish in the middle of it. Ian Zemanski has at least 8, maybe more, of those crowns stacked high on his head.
I think I'm his biggest fan now. So do you know much about the red band trout? No, not really.
No?
Do you think you're going to go find out about it now that you have 8 of them on your head?
Maybe. I could go online.
Sparking interest in the red band trout was exactly what the team's senior vice president, Otto Klein, an enthusiastic fly fisherman, hoped for when he came up with the idea. But he realized before he could introduce the new mascot, he had to do one last thing.
I had never caught a red band. I went down on the Spokane River and caught several red band in one afternoon. And I needed to make sure that I could speak to how hard fighting they are and how beautiful they are.
And why the fish in its habitat are worth keeping around. Ribby isn't the only mascot in Spokane with a green message.
Well, we're here with Recycle Man at the Vista Stadium.
When fans see Recycle Man, they call for him and he comes running. He grabs an empty beer can from local Cherie Letts and smashes it against his forehead.
You know he'd come get your empties?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yes. He didn't change my outlook, but I think he's inspiring a lot of young people, and that is even most important.
And off goes the superhero, a blue streak, up 3 flights of stairs,
yeah,
red cape flapping, on the hunt for another empty.
I read a study from 2015 from the University of Delaware. I'm really serious.
I was going to say, that's amazing.
To sum up that research, mascots with an environmental message do change people's behavior.
But
it's like a major guilt trip.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. I think the idea here is to use, as a classical psychology term, positive reinforcement here.
Here we go.
All right.
That's exactly what Recycle
Man
does. He doles out high fives, shakes hands, whoops and hollers every time a recyclable makes it into one of the stadium's blue bins. It's also what Otto Klein hopes for with Ribby. At the bottom of the 8th, the red band trout is back on the field. But he keeps his distance.
He's got this elusive kind of mentality, and it's all about catch and release. You really shouldn't put your hands all over a fish, and it's not good for their scales and all that stuff. And so that we've kind of done the same thing quietly with Ribby.
Ribby gives one last wave from far right field, kicks his fat red feet, and streaks back through a hidden gate, perhaps for a meeting with Recycle Man on a plan to keep cans and bottles out of his riverine habitat. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.